Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Get a copy of it on Amazon, Apple, and all the conglomerate radio stations online. Everywhere. You can see the video on Vivo. You know, I've been an unknown singer for a long time. I've been in the professional business for a while. That's what I really want to do. I've done it so long. I have all these ambitions with, and you know, you can hear the music with pop, rock, dance, funk, country.
It's all mixed in the music.
I really trying to, you know, going so many, so long and not achieving the commercial dream for my music has been painful because pardon me, I've been coughing, so I apologize for the cough. But back to what I was saying, I've been the commercial value of wanting to be a successful in singing, songwriting, be a recording artist. And I did become that, but I haven't hardly made much money as a professional artist. And the years took a toll on me, you know. So I am not at this stage, as I said before, I am still going to write music professionally. I mean, I went BMI. I got 347 songs registered. Almost, 346 songs registered. I really wrote thousands. I'm not giving up on my dream, and going for that dream is very difficult. I put my eggs in a basket when I came out here to LA, and over a period of time, I started wondering, did I make the right decision, even if I developed the talent or have the talent? And, you know, like the courage, the self-confidence can go up and down. But what really matters is, do I really want to love to play and really do it, want to continue to do it for a living? Because I'm not doing it. I'm not out here to do it for a hobby, like some people say, or just playing. That's it. That's not what I came out here for. If I wanted to do that for a hobby, I would have stayed in my hometown of Western New York. That was the truth. You know, it's about a dream. It's about positivity. You know, it's about something that's became part of me. at a teenager and not seeing that dream. So I'm going to do the best I can. I am not at this stage, as I repeat, performing. It's probably, I don't know. I may change my mind. I'm not performing on stage or joining bands or anything because it just took a toll on me. But as far as creating music to be on BMI or potentially release or record for release videos, yes. I wanted to let you know I'm also an actor. So I can videos or do videos or... However, I may change my mind with performing. I don't know. I done it so long. I mean, what else can I do? What really matters is what best my priorities, and I'm definitely an artist. But the other side of my life is very difficult to, you know, because I've been so into the music and so into the entertainment part of Hollywood. I have also realized that other parts of my life have been neglected, or I haven't been given recognition for my intellectual side, or, you know, getting a great job or whatever. Not taken seriously. Very hard, you know, trying to do the best I can. I ended up going back to college because I had to have something to fall back on. But the bottom line is I do want to continue for that dream. But I don't know. Whatever happens, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm a non-performing songwriter at this stage, or actor, you know. Acting, yes, if I was given an opportunity. I'm not going for it, you know. I remember when I did some public act shows, I did a little comedy. It was acting silly. But I'm not really a comedy. Some people think I'm a comedian, but I don't know. It's a part of the same thing as entertainment. I can't do that. Unless I get the opportunity, I can't do that, you know. I'm an actor, singer, songwriter, you know. And it's just been so hard. I want to tell everybody who's listening to me, if you have a dream to go out and make it in Hollywood or the entertainment industry, go for it. Have your priorities straight. Never give up. I'm not giving up. I've been doing it to me too long. But I had to count what really matters. I had to take care of myself. I have to be healthy. I already got difficulties, so many difficulties outside of trying to be a singer that makes me to straighten out my priorities, you know? Because I know I can sing and write. I just haven't found the right person who can actually get me to the next level yet. And that's the hard part. So I'm trying to do the best I can. I did all I could. All those decades or whatever I do, that's all I could do. Have I played in front of people? Tons of places. I don't know. We'll see. I'm just taking it one day at a time. I also want to say that in my previous podcast, I know some people have heard me say things about this and that. I'm fine, you know, mentally, you know, even though I'm a starving artist, and starving artist thing I don't want to perpetuate for the rest of my life, but I want to always create, so I haven't reached that stage left. I want to be a success as a singer and or as a songwriter or something related to the entertainment industry, someone to give me that chance, and it hasn't happened. I don't know what's going to happen, but I have to make the best out of it. It's been a very difficult life, and it is factually the truth. But it's also very difficult to look out in the world and look what's going on today and just really appreciate what I have. While I don't have much, I can appreciate that I have at least some place to live and someplace, some goals. Because I look at Ukraine, and Ukraine should not be invaded, you know. That's wrong. A lot of those people are displaced. Mm-hmm. It's also wrong to see racism over there, you know. It is wrong. You know, nobody, regardless of color, should be targeted. Nobody, regardless of anybody, should be targeting. I'm telling you the truth because there are times I always get targeted for being who I am or from some evil situation. But I try to maintain a positive attitude and just and do the right thing by keeping them away from the dream killers and stuff. But when it comes to Ukraine, that's a bigger on a world stage. It is wrong for Russia to invade. Those people's dreams are being taken away. And what really matters is we, everybody should get involved and try to do everything they can to stop that invasion. And I'm very disappointed with Donald Trump, who was a one-term president, who's calling Putin a genius, or anybody who salutes something. But that's wrong. Putin killed a lot of his own people in Russia, and he's responsible for thousands of people getting killed in Ukraine. Those are people, there are a lot of people, refugees, who don't have a place to live. In fact, the unfortunate side of it is the old-fashioned racism, where they're preventing blacks from getting into Poland. That's wrong, too. Two wrongs don't make a right. And, you know, there are people who need help, but don't discriminate on color or any type of category. Because everybody's equal, no matter if they black, white, Christian, Jew, Buddhist, gay, straight, or gender identity, man, woman, whoever you are, we are all equal. I have always said that. And I'm saying that now because that's what I really believe. Who I am and what I am has always been targeted and discriminated against. So I want to tell you, we got to fight discrimination, and we got to fight atrocity, and we got to fight dangerous people like Putin. Putin is similar to Hitler. You know, it's wrong. And what Donald Trump said was wrong, too. You can't call a madman, a dictator who killed lots of people who invade other countries a genius. Unless you're not in touch with reality. And in my opinion, Trump is not. I'm sorry if politically, if people are disappointed with what I say, it's because the reason why I say that is because this has nothing to do with political situations. It has to do with just plain common sense. And I speak about that those people deserve. The people who had to leave Ukraine for Poland or Romania, they deserve to have a place to live and not to be hurt. I, as a starving artist, someone who has ambitions to be somebody, deserve not to be harassed or terrorized simply because I have a dream or because of who I am. What's wrong is wrong. Evil is wrong. We need to stop the evils in the world. I suggest everybody should donate to Ukraine. Let's be open-minded. But for me, as I said before, the dream killers, good and bad, and everything. I stay with the good. Keep away from the bad. The bad is in people like Putin. The bad is in people who take away people's dreams. I try to be positive. The positive thing is to stop dictators, stop evil people, because I deal with it all the time on a smaller level. I have to be positive. I have to do the best I can to be me. And that's what really matters. Thank you. Good day, good night from Dubnight.